there's a lot happening in the gospel today, and even more in the next verse or two. I hate to start my reflection by complaining about the fact that the gospel was cut off short, but it was cut off short. Because it, you know, and I would even encourage you to go home and read the rest of this account as it unfolds, because it explains a little bit about the dialogue here. They answered and said, "Our father is Abraham." Jesus said, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham." Now, they are biologically and genetically related to Abraham. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the 10 tribes of Israel, they're all, Abraham is their great-great-grandpa. But he's saying, only biologically, you're not children of Abraham according to faith. See, Abraham's great act was he believed God. He believed in God. He believed God's promises. He was open to God's truth. And Jesus is saying, you are not Abraham's children. And he says, you're doing the works of your father. Which leaves the question, who's their father? Well, if we would have had a couple more verses, Jesus makes it explicit. He says, you are children of Satan, a liar and a murderer. And he's going to say, you're lying and you're going to murder me. And they're denying, they're like, you know who, you're crazy. That's what they're saying. But he's saying, no, I'm not crazy. I'm just telling you, I'm holding this in front of you. You're slaves to sin. You're not children of Abraham. And they're like, we're not slaves, and we've never been slaves. And so this is all part of the dialogue. He says, how can you say you will become free? Jesus says, amen, amen. I say, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. A slave does not remain in the household forever, but a son always remains. Now, what happens to us when we're baptized is we go from being under Satan's reign to being children of God, set free, adopted. We say even about the ladies in the congregation, sons in the Son. We're all in Christ Jesus through our rebirth and baptism. But then we have to be careful about falling back into the slavery of sin and leaving the Father's house like the prodigal son. And then we have to be careful about staying in the Father's house and becoming bitter and feeling like a slave, like the older brother. Y'all know that story. So in the gospel today, Jesus says, I can make you free. And we say, thank you, Lord. Make me free and keep me free by your grace that I may walk in your way and not become a child of the evil one. And again, our Lord is so in their face. Maybe he's too in their face, and that's why they didn't give the rest of the you know, he's calling people children of Satan and doing the works of their father. But that's real. When they lied about Jesus and they killed Jesus, they were doing the works of the evil one. And so, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we don't want to point fingers except to say, Lord, spare me from that fate. May I remain faithful in your house and not be a slave to sin.